Well, just before you schedule next year, let's talk about it. Put it on your tickler, because I don't want to be here again next year. We've already advertised. And I'll be glad to walk down there and look around.
You will walk.
Yeah, I will walk. That's right. I'm not going to drive there. I'll walk down. Have a beer at Jackson. Walk back home.
I'll meet you down.
That's right.
I'm going to move on to the next. We did have an increase in the bluefish lineup, but that is really a guesstimation of how many bluefish we're going to sell in a year. This year we budgeted for 40. We're above that already. We have 43 sales and we still have a few months left in the fiscal year.
Has there been an increase in the cost of the material?
There has not. And that breaks it down. The purchase price of a bluefish is $220. 98 of that is the expense. That's the actual fish and the installation of the fish. So we make $122 per bluefish. At the beginning, we were tracking it and we were charging things against it as expenses, like when we bought the equipment for the park and the grand opening and things. So that's why I threw that in there. As of 12/2/14, we were in the green with $13,000 revenue. We've added a sponsorship maintenance line item to the expense budget of $4,500 a year. So as long as we keep selling 37 bluefish a year, we're covering that maintenance line item and still making money off of the bluefish program. And then that shows you how many we sold the last two fiscal years, and we're just projecting for 60 for next year. It affects the revenue side of things better than it does the expense side, because we make more than we spend.
How are they holding up?
Well, that's a different question.
So far, that hasn't been part of our maintenance cost, because that's due to the manufacturer. So our maintenance is mostly the benches and swings.
Is there an end to when they have no longer a problem than it's ours?
That's a
learning curve. We're probably not there. They actually had to replace quite a few of them. For some reason, the lettering just doesn't seem to want to stay on. And it doesn't matter where it is, whether it's in the shade or where people are walking on it or they're standing or whatever. So the lettering has been very good about that, replacing them and fixing them. So I think from this point on, we're on the trial period over this next year to see if that same problem continues. If it does, then I would expect the vendor to keep replacing it. But if it starts to look like it's just regular, because it's been out of the work for so long, and that will eventually have some maintenance.
Yeah. Aren't we guaranteed a pretty good lifetime on this? I mean, that's the whole point of us even going down
the and that's why the vendor has fixed them and replaced them.
Do we have anything in writing, or it's just basically their goodwill that they're stepping up?
Well, we'll keep an eye on this coming up for it.
Well, the vendor's reputation.
Mm-hmm. When you sell these fish, what kind of life expectancy do people expect of
them? A lifetime.
Pretty much, yeah, unless there's some natural disaster or something that wipes out the whole boardwalk. If the natural aging, say 10 years or whatever, what you would expect with the boardwalk itself and the swings and whatever, then we would give them the option of replacing it at cost.
Right.
That's good.
So the boardwalk gets replaced there.
But the whole maintenance is catastrophe, we don't have any obligation. That's in the whole problem.
If quality goes south, maybe we ought to revisit what it is we use to memorialize stuff.
Well, we looked at different materials. There's something else that we can use out there. We haven't come up with anything better yet. It was even to the point that this year, I said, in talking with Dave, we need to look at stopping it. If it's not something that we can maintain without a whole lot of problems, is it worth going forward with it? So we're pretty much in a wait and see. I think we give it another year and see if it stabilizes. We expect it to be in the bay. I mean, near the ocean. It's a very harsh climate out there. But it hasn't been the fish that's been the problem. It's the lettering on the fish. I have one now. Everything's perfect except one word. The whole word is just kind of faded away.
Does the other banks have that issue? Because they used to have the same problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of ones at the Jeanette's Pier, the other banks are in shade and nobody's walking on them and they're fading. The letter.
Anything from the aquarium? Of course, they just started theirs.
Yeah. I haven't talked to the one down here.
So she's trying pretty hard to fix whatever the issue is.
She's been very good. Yeah.
It's cost her a lot.
imprint of the overall event, so it's kind of shrunk, and part of that was to keep the businesses in our good favor down there and have less of a negative impact on them. We're not setting up with food right in front of the local businesses. And so the last 2 years are the shift in progress, but we're looking to be coming right under $6,000 for our expenses this year, and the revenue will should hit in that 7 to 8 hopefully this year. But it just better reflects the newer version of the event. So bringing that down, but it also brings the revenue side down as well.
Do we have Island Day expenses, or is that just the street?
That's just street festival.
Just street.
We're not hosting Island Day, but we still have that line item.
I was
going to
say,
budget.
I think we, don't we still have some.
We still pay,
expense?
Like contribute our $1,000 to it, and then we have expenses to our booth and, you know, having presence at
the
event.
That's another place.
Yeah, I don't have a good thing because it can change, so if it stays the same, I'm not really addressing it too much.
Are you going to talk about next year?
I was going to, yes. I guess I could bring that up now. There are a few residents that have already started talking that next year is the 70th anniversary of Curie Beach, and I know the 60th we did a big thing, so, and the mayor's brought it up as well. So I don't have, our Parks and Rec budget doesn't show an impact or a raise for that event because it doesn't just affect the Parks and Rec budget. And I think that's a bigger conversation that needs to happen. So if we want to do something bigger for the 70th anniversary, that would be discussed in a meeting like this, because that'll affect the police, that'll affect public works, and
right.
The council would need to give us direction on how much and how big and
you
well,
have that
I prefer the 70th to change it to the 75th.
And you have that on our calendar for Thursday night? For our council meeting this Thursday?
Okay.
I mean, because I thought we talked yesterday about not really doing anything until the council approves us.
I was bringing it up at this meeting. For budget, because it should be the
same. So it's 2017 is the actual year, right?
2017 in April.
In April, right. So
it could go in conjunction.
So it should go in this budget. So it does go in this budget, right?
It does.
Yes.
But right now you're saying you don't put anything in the budget.
No, because I don't think it was fair for me to
account
for it and not.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'm with you.
That's less than normal. It's 6,000.
Yeah.
There is 6,000.
For next year.
We're just, okay.
For
okay.
The normal street festival.
But we have the data somewhere, maybe, from the 60th. So we know how much we spent. I would assume.
I think she said last night she had found the budget and she was going to put it in.
Yes.
I think one of the main things that would make it so very different is that one 10 years ago, several people have said they would like to see us have a parade like we did for that.
Okay.
And
no,
that except for police and public works,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Special police out there, you know, having guys out there
block
it off.
Yeah, but I mean,
otherwise, no, it's not that much more of an expense, especially if you have people on the parade that are helping to sponsor it. I do want to get one thing off the table here that Paul brought up yesterday, and that is on the 60th, we celebrated it for an entire month. And we had something every single weekend. I personally don't support that. I can't imagine the police department would want to support that. I know Public Works would can
yeah, I'm waiting on that, right?
So did we get a consensus on that, that it's not going to be something held every single weekend the entire month? We could get the governor to proclaim it Curie Beach month, but we're not going to celebrate it the entire month. We'll just do it the same time we would do a street fest all day.
Yeah,
well, then you need to decide whether you do it 70th or 75th.
It's the 70th.
Yeah, we're going to do 70th.
Jim recommended we put a notice for 75th.
He was being facetious.
He was having to be retired again.
So isn't the 75th a big deal than the 70th?
I personally never heard it, but I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, Why wouldn't you celebrate the city?
My
party anniversary. But I agree with the mayor, it should be a one weekend thing and then it's done. And I think, you know, for the budgeting standpoint, Arlen, you gotta tell them, you guys gotta help me out with that. I think you start with what we spent on the 60th, maybe pare it down to one weekend, but we should recognize the 70th anniversary of town.
How do you guys feel about a parade?
Why is the 70th more important?
Because some of us won't make it to it.
Yeah, there you go, over half the people right here.
You know, and plenty you can look at doing it in vital places without even closing the street.
Yeah, exactly right. You can do it in
a Twice Park or something. Right. Or be, so, I think we should do something.
Park,
yeah,
we
have
a parade.
Yeah, we have a parade. Yeah, because yeah, I'm going to sit on Gary's deck and drink
for the Christmas
for the parade.
Well, how many people were here for the 60th? How many people were here for the 60th? So, that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It requires some logistical coordination with the state and the ferry system, with the aquarium, with the Fort Fisher Museum. It's probably a bit to play into that. We had a lot of floats and vans and runners, and I mean, it was cool, don't get me wrong.
We had llamas.
It's not a throw together to get my floor with that.
No, I mean, we're talking a year from now. And I think the issue is right now the council is in favor of doing something to recognize. How big it becomes is for Parks and Rec to tell us. And we get it through a place of, well, maybe not you by yourself or whoever wants to.
I would say it would need to be an outside community of volunteers.
So we should ask, but yes. You know, I mean, if we just have cake at Town Hall, I'm fine with that for the 70th birthday of the town. Whatever, but I think as council we support recognizing that the town's 70 years old.
And it's been 10 years.
To do
it what?
10
years.
I mean, we did it at 50. Yeah, we did it at 50 and 60, so I don't know when we started. I don't remember 40, Jim. I know we did it at 50 and 60. There you go. I don't remember 40. I probably didn't listen to them.
At least that we were told it wasn't.
Yeah, there you go. So we started at 50.
Okay. Do we have a consensus that we would like to celebrate the 70th?
Yes.
Can we just have it defined now?
No.
Well, consensus is a majority.
Okay.
No, consensus is there. The majority is a vote.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, some of us would like to have lunch.
Well done, Mr. Pointy. There you go.
Okay.
There's our committee member.
And what about one day? You want to do any of that stuff?
We've already said it's not the whole month.
Yeah,
it's just one day.
Yeah, a one day recognition to be defined.
Yes, it replaces the street.
Yeah, I guess
it replaces it. Yeah, it replaces.
So we have 6,000 in the budget for
the street.
So we have
two festivals in the same month.
No, I think you can tell us it more. You know what you want to give.
Well, that's where this is budget. That's what we're saying.
Give us
a budget.
Now,
I'm telling these things take on a life of their own.
Yeah, exactly right. That's fair.
The Asians usually ask for some money when they come in.
Well, we don't know if they're afraid or not yet, right? So,
right.
Conceptually, the council's saying they're all.
To you for direction.
Yeah, the council's saying, well, I think the consensus of the council is we will acknowledge the 70th anniversary of the town. We're open to what we want to do, but we don't have a definition. And it's limited to one day. That's where I think we are so far.
And we will consider a parade.
What about the budget for that one day?
So
same,
one
because
day, right?
You're not having the street festival. It's the same
we're not
one.
Having that at all. It's not like adding.
Well, they're both in April.
Yeah,
well,
so
it might be a little more. It might be a little more spectacular.
It's just a little more spectacular.
Yeah, so she's asking to find how much money.
Well,
it's 6 or 10.
Yeah, I'm with Greg. So
together,
we can't. We do money to
mm-hmm.
both because this money that's allocated or in the budget right now covers the street.
Okay.
Or next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that covers all of them?
That covers all the street festivals or just one?
Hello, question. Was that, so how much does the street festival in April currently have budgeted?
$6,000.
So we put that $6,000 toward our 70th anniversary. We're not going to have a street festival and an anniversary both in April. We're going to have one or the other.
But our question is, is the council willing to put more than that, or $6,000 a budget for the recognition of the 70th anniversary?
Can you bring us a budget?
What we need?
The last street budget.
I'm asking.
$15,000.
Yeah, okay.
And we're at six, so I think it's going to be a big splash for the city.
No, fireworks are by your 4,000.
Maybe guideline at 10 or something.
That's, our offer budgeting purposes for the month of April, which won't have a street festival, take that $6,000 and put four with it, which is great. And $10,000 is the budget, and then define what that can be and not be. And if we decided we're planning that that's not the right number, let us know why, but there's your working budget.
No.
Does that work?
Yeah.
That was Craig and me.
Works for me.
You guys feel that?
That's just for the Parks and Rec budget side of things. So, but it, like, or does that have to cover?
They'll do their staffing and tell us if they should do extra stuff for a one-day event in town.
That's you.
Right.
So we've just increased the Parks and Rec budget.
And
for one day, okay.
And as far as raising donations for that?
Here, selling t-shirts, right?
Yes, selling t-shirts and all. Does it have to, do the donations have to equal $10,000? Or can she spend more than $10,000 if she gets lots of donations?
Let's keep it at 10 for now. Okay. Yeah.
The way they're trying to operate with the street bus is that it's at least, it has the same impact on each side of the bus.
For the past few years, if we're saying the street festival is going to cost $6,000, I was saying that we bring $6,000 in. And that's kind of worked, I guess, for the last, you know, if we're raising it to 10, you know, can we get 10,000 in donations? And I don't know.
Right.
Maybe
that's
from a budget,
fair.
From a budget perspective, maybe that we make that assumption right now. So that.
Yeah, until you look at the data, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have data. If they spent $30,000 10 years ago and they only raised $5,000, there's the percent to use, and then tell us we added to your gap. But I mean, you know, the T-shirts definitely sold. I haven't seen one in a while. But the blankets and all the other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I know there was fundraising last time. I looked at the percentage and just use that as your factor to start with.
Tell us what I'm not sure how much data. There was an accounting system at that point, so I'm not sure how much data I can really get to.
Then we trust you. Tell us what the answer is, and we'll tell you.
So then, and maybe we just say, go get 10 and we'll figure out what we get.
Right.
So for you, to make life simple for you, just put in 10 for that. And of course, we can all talk to Island Women and all these other people to see how they want to support.
Right.
But then we can
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Good idea. Horizon.
Right, exactly.
They're all striking.
They're not giving anybody money right now. They're all striking. Duke Energy,
they've got
okay.
Community
center is also part, or if you want to keep going, it's one slide and then it goes into revenue side stuff. But the community center budget was increased by quite a bit this year, $8,050. There's only three items that we changed: $500 increase in utilities. It was $2,000, we bumped it to $2,500. The average for the last few years was $2,300, so I just wanted to make that appropriate. Same with telephone, we bumped that $100 because it's $302 a month for phone and internet here, so that made sure that was fully covered. The biggest one was the maintenance, that doubled from $7,500 to $15,000, and that's to keep up with the ongoing maintenance and like increasing maintenance inside the building. This year we had $7,500 and $5,000 of that automatically is accounted for with the cleaning and the pest control service, so that left $2,500 to work with.
Now you have to have two staff members over here, one of them trying to hold the thing up while the other one's changing the letters. Or Nikki's been trying to do it, balancing it overhead, and she's got it on both sides. I'm just drawing a line, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Could you
Child Works disagrees, they can change the sign.
See if it can be replaced, part that just needs to be taken down.
If they want to take it down, I'm sure somebody's going to agree to take it down.
We have come a long way with the facility in the last few years. You remember, it's the yellow here, and with the curtains and everything. So the next slide just shows the revenue from, the rental revenue from the last few years. This is, for this facility, it's pretty straightforward. The rental revenue includes private rentals and the public or the classes, so all revenue coming in. This year, we're anticipating to end in that between the $7,000 to $8,000 range for the revenue. 13-14 is kind of an anomaly because that was the year we had that church with the long-term rentals.
Yes.
If we remove that, that still keeps us at about around that $8,000 average for the last few years. And it's got, it seems like it's gotten a lot busier just phone traffic the last like month or so. So we are trending in the right direction as far as spending a little money to make it look better, but also having that reflect on the revenue side has increased revenue. So the rest of my stuff is all revenue-based, so I can make info later.
Cool.
So,
make a motion we eat ourselves.
I took the liberty of passing around what you showed at the community center.
Oh, I have.
I mean, I think it's important that people see the reaction of the other ones.
Nice. This is just a copy of the front has all of the summer oceanfront park programs. The bottom has some of those like, bigger, either co-sponsored or sponsored by the town events. The back has the classes that are current at the community center, Joey's Park, and Oceanfront Park, and also the rentals that are on the books, not counting. Just the phone calls and things like that.
Cool.
Just to make an announcement, we have, instead of t-shirts at Fisher Street Festival, we're selling freakers. It's a local Bloomington business. The guy was on Shark Tank, and they took our logo, and instead of just putting the logo on, they like turned the town logo into like the actual artwork of the freakers. So we'll be selling these for $10 at the street festival. It's a beverage insulator, but they stretch from, you can use it on a can all the way up to a 2 liter, and something neat, local, unique, that
we
thought
we
could do
in
t-shirts and different.
So.
Well,
can you use those to hire beer?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Please, it's
terrible. I don't think it's a full liquor
bottle.
It stretched to a 2 liter, so.
There's not a little beer in it.
That's on the picture.
That's a different thing.
That's right. They're good for Coke cans.
So they will be featured at the
Sure.
Festival debut, so.
So can we feed John Madison and me? John Madison.
Could I say something? Let me say something real quick. The community center on the day of our street festival is having an open house, and they're going to have the people who have classes in here showing off their artwork or doing demonstrations. And they're going to have a raffle that you have to come over here and put the raffle ticket in the box to win. Please encourage everybody that you know to come over here and check out our beautiful, beautiful building and what our people on the committee are doing.
I would say the committee in charge of our center here and Nikki. I'm not saying this because I'm their liaison, because they're successful in spite of me.
Right.
But this is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Based on the way the building looks, the inside, the outside, the work that's been done by the ladies. great job.
And one man.
And, oh, well, Mandy, too, she's part of that.
No.
I know we can run his husband. He's a good guy. But he, like me, he just kind of showed up.
He wore it.
No, he does. He does a lot of work, and he did a lot of work before.
And check out.
I got news for you. A lot of the husbands help with this.
Kathleen is one of our
community centers.
But they're only there for one reason, because their boss tells them.
They got a way of doing it, and they might do it when they feel like it.
Do you want to wanna do finance quickly or save that till after lunch?
Sorry, 12 o'clock, I'm ready to roll it back.
Jim had just asked, before I move on to the finance, Jim had just asked me something that's regarding the funding for outside agencies, so let him mention his point about
Yeah, and even the mayor asked me to jump in and I didn't, my mind was, God knows where my mind was. But looking back at it, my opinion for what it's worth is the two historic groups, I feel we should probably get the same amount. I mean, they're both outside of our jurisdiction, the town, but they both basically perform the same services, history-wise, for the community.
So I guess with that, where we left it off, I believe, was that the Federal Foreign Historic Society would get 1,500, and then Friends of Fort Fisher was at 2,000.
Get them 1,500.
Yeah. Don't you agree with that? $500 up, right?
So no change to this, so just that you came up.
Well, no, we're going to reduce Friends of Fort Fisher by $500.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't have sat there while I didn't.
Okay. So then I'll move on to the finance department. Everything's good, no questions. Any questions, anybody? No, I mean,
great presentation.
That was pretty straightforward. The increase in the personnel costs tied into the general assumption for the COLA merit. The biggest increase is related to sales tax expense, and we do have to record that separately. All the sales tax we pay on purchases, we do get a refund of that later in the next fiscal year, but in the current year, we have to count it, and it's just been higher amounts we've been paying recently. So the other thing included in the general fund finance budget, and I'm not sure where this is right now, is the parking lot expense. You know, if we're doing that with downtown parking lot again, and what that cost is actually going to be. I think right now I think I put $6,000. But again, I'm not sure where we are with that process and whether it's happening again for this year.
I'm sorry, it is happening.
It is happening.
Sam said he would support it. I talked to Mike, he said the other merchants behind it. I told him we would put in the same amount that we put in last year, which the council had told me was up to $2,500 or something.
Well, I guess, I don't have that information with me right offhand, but I guess Sam's not going to be putting anything in since he owns it.
I said we would put in the
No, that's why I'm just asking. I just want
to the merchants will have to figure it out. I actually told Mike to talk to Sam, and I can figure that portion out.
For budgeting, that's right. We're good. We've taken a stance. That's a good stance, though.
So I'm sorry, I thought I mentioned it to you, but I guess I didn't.
Okay. So then I guess a revised lease or whatever, is that somebody's working on that? Or
I'm sorry, what was
the
question?
Lease will be out, so you need a lease to.
We'll need a new lease, I guess.
We will need a. Can we have a new lease? I will get Sam to sign it then.
I can draft it if you want to have the one from last year. I'll set things for.
James,
John, right?
Okay. Yeah,
Are we going to talk, I guess, later on under revenues about our vehicle tax? Okay. Can we also talk about the county collecting that for us, just like they do for
I have a lot of information.
Everybody else, and if there's a fee involved with that, you know, increase your expenditures.
Other than that, you know, everything else is pretty much the same in the finance budget. But I mean, in the general fund, just to say it's half of my, in regard to salary costs, it's half of my salary and related costs and half of Karen. The other half is in the water and sewer fund, which you see here. Again, it's not a, it's basically the same expenses. There might be a few minor changes. Sales tax, for example, would keep all of the general fund. So water and sewer, that includes the other half of me, the other half of Karen, and all of the lease is included there. So overall, there's really no significant changes in either department. I don't know if anybody has any questions on finance. The next thing is debt service. Kind of best way I can put it, it is what it is for the most part. So, but what's increased it for this current year is the loan for the vacant lots, which first payments hit this upcoming fiscal year, and then police vehicles too.
Question. As the new guy, I don't know what was done in the last couple of years regarding Sandman properties.
I'll catch you up. Oh. So we're working with Beachwalk to help them fix their ponds, and part of that is to try to get them to make sure they won't sue us if we get a sell.
Okay.
And the other
has there been, has council decided what?
No, no. I'm just trying to get it where we know what we can do. Okay. Right now, both homeowner associations say they would sue us if we tried to stop them. That's both of their positions.
I think that's for the garbage structure department.
Well, that's sort of what I sort of let them know some of that, right? So we're working through that. I'll be glad to catch you up. But we're working through it. That's right. Yeah, he's not right. He's dead.
He can say that.
We're working with them, Jim, but it's a long-term process. They got to get their pond fixed first. But we're working with them so far, so good. We'll see.
So then that's all right. Kind of skipped over committee, so let me back up. There's really only one committee that submits requests for here, and that's the shoreline access, beach protection, and parking. And what they asked for the fiscal year 17 is $4,300, which is a lot less than they've normally requested, I guess. And in the past few years, council kind of reduced their budget to $7,500. Well, this year they're only asking for
$4,300. Nice.
So, and I listed out there what they're, you know, what's included. It's the CO2 brochure, you know, all their normal requests, I guess.
Now, what about the 28? Or whatever the matching thing is for the parking lots that we're just now submitting
but we don't know application. That would come out if we get the funding for it, the grants or whatever, then we would worry about that at that point in time, whether it be if we have a contingency, something from contingency, appropriate fund balance. I don't think we want to budget for that if we don't know if it's even going to happen. And I definitely can't budget for the grant revenue that we may or may not.
Well, the other thing was, I think a lot of ours was expected to be in kind from some department. Wasn't it? I think that was part of the plan. Not this time?
Well, I think with the parking lots, right, it's really not that far along. We have no idea.
We're
right?
Three out.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Well, I guess my question is, you know, if we don't have some sort of idea, if it happens, where would the money come from? Out of Sonny's budget or committee budget or our savings and contingency?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So that if the time comes and we haven't talked about that, we have to turn around and say, well, we're not going to accept the grant because...
Well, that's why I said where it would come from. I guess based on everything that we know now, which is very little, is that it would either come from, if we have a contingency, in the upcoming budget, it could come from there, or it could come from fund balance, which is our savings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But to actually build it in at this point, I don't know if we want to do that when there's just too much uncertainty about it surrounding it right now.
Okay. So what is the $3,000 difference? Is that because none of the other committees reported, or?
Well, even last year, the only one that was in here was SLAP or whatever at this point. But they just asked for more, and I don't remember right offhand what they were requesting. I think there was stuff with the corral and the mm-hmm. corral for parking mm-hmm. and stuff that raised those amounts. So
the community
that's really
center doesn't answer.
Their
community center
Grand Isle, sorry.
And Harson Mark is in here.
Right. So this is really the only committee that's in this cost center, this council. So at this point, I mean, that's, they're much less than last year, and so I would assume that, just accept it the way it is, but that's again your decision. The next thing I have is tax collection, which is amounts that we pay to New Hanover County and then also to the state as part of the tag and tax together on their vehicle registration. I don't really see any increase happening in those expenses. And then transfer would be, right now there's nothing there, because based on the assumptions, it's not saying we want to stay that way, but
right.
There's nothing in there for transfer of each protection and same with contingency. There's really nothing in contingency as in this initial cut of the budget. And what I put there for contingency, the maximum amount you can have is 5%, so that's about $221,000 would be the maximum we could have.
Could we go back to transfer for a second? Mm-hmm. Are we not putting anything into beach protection fund this year because we don't have it, or because we think county is going to come up with a solution?
Well, definitely not the second.
Yeah.
It's because we were already short. When the first thing that I showed this morning, we were already short $129,000. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could put something there and just make that amount greater. But so right now, I just left it blank and said that's one of the other considerations we have to look at. Is what we want to do.
So here you put this one at 300K. No, I'm just saying here your growth is closer to 300K. It's that 180 plus.
Right.
That's 129.
Right.
Driven by our resources.
It is. So that's really the last couple things I had in regard to expense items. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions. We can move on to just a quick review of the revenue. There's nothing really that exciting or different on the revenue side, but I'll start with general fund revenue. Property taxes, I mean, slight increase just because of increase in evaluation that's the estimates we provide from provided from the Hanover County Tax Department. Sales tax, again, there's kind of been an upward trend in just statewide sales tax growth, so you know, a little bit of a projected growth there also. Franchise and utility taxes, the biggest part being the sales tax on electricity, which is driving the increase here. It was put into place in 2015, and we're continuing to see additional revenue because of that new tax. TVA, I've done what we've done the last few years, which is just saying it's going to reimburse lifeguards, the concert series with the chamber and the Christmas show. So based on that, that's a little over $202,000. So it's basically comparable to this past year. Could there be more money available for something else? Yeah, there could, but it's once we hit that $200,000 amount, we start to get, you know, how much are we really going to have available for a whole year? Mm-hmm. So, garbage and recycle is pretty much flat.
Sorry, I took my mouthful. From the TVA, does that 203 include any rollover funds?
So, yes, I got to see. When we start talking about the rollover, it just goes into the they set a budget every year just like we do. So once they close out their year and have their audit and everything, if there's excess funds, they kind of get added back into our available funds, I guess. For example, for this year, we just got our money for the lifeguards. It was a request to approve back in January. That pretty much brings us down to almost zero what we have available from them right now.
Okay, I understood the rollover also because they do it halfway through the year. Is any excess money that they collected that they did not anticipate? Because like we in 2013.
But we've already used it basically by submitting our request for lifeguards. There might be a little, we also have two other requests in right now, which are the concert series and the Christmas show. Those two possibly will be covered up to this point. You're gonna get another request at the next council meeting. That one, they're gonna have to hold for, you know, hopefully we'll get something by the end of the fiscal year. But we're pretty much using everything that's available to us.
Good. You should.
We always will.
Yeah.
We always will.
ABC revenue, I mean, it's, I show a little bit of an increase. It has been, you know, been on an upward trend, but nothing significant to begin with.
I'm doing up our, I'm doing.
Yeah.
Building permits, CAM, impact fees, all of that related to building inspection and all that. I'm gonna talk with John about that and, you know, based on that, you see a slight increase, a projected increase in that area. Cell tower rent, it's actually a decrease. That's because after this current year's budget was approved, I think it was Nextel that terminated their lease.
I'm sorry, I'm always one row behind you. When the fire department takes over fire inspections, which hopefully they will by this summer or by the end of this fiscal year, will that money continue to go into your budget or will it go into the fire department's budget?
Well, the revenue doesn't go into a department budget.
Right.
It's just general fund revenue.
Okay.
So these are just classified.
So this is just where it comes from.
Right.
CAM building permits only not necessarily go to him. We could spend them on other things.
Yeah, in the general fund, nothing really goes to a specific department.
This is all fees.
Right.
Right.
Yes. The communication tower, like I said, it's we had Nextel that terminated their lease, so they dropped it down, and then we have the new Specco lease that was approved that hopefully will be in place by the next fiscal year.
Are we actively trying to find somebody else? Is your dad sitting?
Not to me, literally. I mean, I think at this point they come to us based on what they need their coverage footprint. You can't go recruit anyone anymore because they have a map of here to that week, and I need an antenna. Everybody knows more about it than I do, actually, but
we don't control who rents it. Right. We rent one space to
right.
The tower, which I think is now AT&T, but then they sublease. And we get a portion of the sublease.
Are all of these are not on that tower right there in town hall, right?
Are not, as you have what's on the water towers in here?
Yeah.
Well, that's built into here, so I can't find all the same.
The north water tower.
Right, north has something on that, and the south is not on the same property.
Okay, the one outside the mayor's window out there, who's left on there?
U.S. Cellular, Verizon, AT&T.
So there are three. Any possibility in the future they could move to the water towers and that tower could come down?
Yeah, that I know.
To help with our tower expansion?
Right, that I have no idea.
Good question, Mark.
I mean, technology is changing so fast, it may, but I wouldn't think it would be anytime soon, 5 to 10 years maybe.
Right.
Well, the.
What kind of lease did we enter with AT&T? We have to buy them out of a lease, and I don't know how long it is, right?
It's renewed every 5 years.
Yeah, I think so.
We did it a couple years ago, I think.
Right.
The amendment to the renewal.
But to build that tower, I'm sure they got a clause that, you know, if we decide to do away with it, right?
Oh, yeah, we have things we have to do.
Yeah.
Who owns the tower?
AT&T right now.
They own it or a subsidiary of them?
There's a
good
question.
I think AT&T, it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Probably
changes every lease.
Yeah, it changes fairly often.
And who needs a tank for it?
The old people just probably has it. Yeah.
But it's probably subsidiary because we deal with different vendors.
Next is the motor vehicle decals, which only charge the $5. It's a mandatory tax for residents of the town. Not does everybody buy it? No. But it's averaged about, you know, $7,000 to $7,500 a year that we get between people actually paying the $5 and then those that purchase, residents that purchase after March 31st are charged an extra $10 late fee. We also have non-resident property owners that purchase these, which usually averages, we've got some information up, about $2,500 to $3,000 worth per year. So Emily brought up, one, there's been a change in the state statutes that can actually increase that amount beyond $5 now. You can raise it as high as $30, but only $5 can be used for general purposes, so for anything. Up to $5 can be used for public transportation, if you have a public transportation system in town.
But it's just, so that would only be like wave transit, that would not be...
And it wouldn't even be wave transit because we don't own it and operate it. So we really have nothing that would fit.
If one day, not during my lifetime, we had a wave transit bus, small bus on the island that provided shuttle service from the ferry, the aquarium, Curie Beach for tourists, Carolina Beach, all the way around like that, and we wanted to help pay for that. That's not considered mass transit.
No, it's not considered. We don't own the system.
No, but we could pay them. I mean,
we don't own and operate.
So you have to own the system. You can't
own and operate it, is my
rent it from another system.
Right.
Well, that means only the five or six big cities could spend that money. Nobody else could.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah, we
You can't spend it on roads?
What's that?
You can't spend it on roads.
Okay, that's the next part. So out of the total 30 that you can now charge, you know, five of it could be for general purposes, $5 could be for mass transit. The remaining amount, so $20, can be used for street construction improvements, just like basically the same restrictions that you have for the PAL bill.
Right.
It can't be used on state roads.
Yeah.
And it has to be, you know, that kind of like street-related maintenance.
Is that included stormwater?
Well, if it's related to street, if it's part of the street, then yes. And we use some of the PAL bill money in that regard, but it doesn't mean it's also more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just something to consider, I guess, with the, you know, right now this budget reflects that we continue with what we have been doing at $5 for decal. Now,
can I ask, okay, if the five over here we're collecting, let me do it for you. The five over here you're collecting, the five for mass transit, the 20 that could go to similar PAL bill. Can you switch the mass transit in the PAL bill fund and say, okay, this five goes to general stuff, our next five goes to
Yeah, it doesn't have to. Yeah, let me, it's not like
it. Does it have to go in order?
It doesn't have to go in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's just that has to be used.
Like right now, the $5 we charge goes to general,
right,
and the allowable purpose kind of
And if we raised it to $10, we could spend the five on the streets?
Yes. In regard to collection, there are some towns that have it as part of their vehicle registration, just like you pay your property taxes on your vehicle. It could be added to that bill, and what that would mean is 100% collection for every single motorized vehicle in the town. Because if somebody elected not to pay it once it was on that bill, the registration would not be renewed and the check would be sent back.
Yeah. So you get motorcycles, you get golf carts.
You get everything.
Everything. But you don't get all the people that live out of town that exactly. Want decals before you get back there and hurry.
Exactly.
No, so only that happens during storm, right?
Right. Well, yeah. we sell,
we
sell about $2,500 worth approximately to right. Non-resident.
So if somebody didn't live here and wanted to pay that anyway, there would be no way for them to do that.
You bring in, if we wanted to go that direction, and we wanted to not have something that non-resident owners, let's say they're out of the mix now because we're not selling decals, I think the most we would benefit is maybe about $2,000. Because the estimate is there's probably about 1,900, 2,000 maximum motorized vehicles that are registered in Curie Beach.
Right.
So would we see a huge increase? No. But we would also then potentially have a cost savings because we wouldn't be buying the decals.
No, and they're still going to need the decals because during a hurricane, that's how cars get in.
But you have to prove that you own the property here. And they can bring their deed or their whatever to show them.
In general, that it makes life much easier to identify the vehicle than to identify, have a conversation with the driver. It's fast. It's I'm in favor of keeping the decals myself personally from that perspective.
Okay. Been well, there's so much sliding by.
How do we get people to slide who are sliding by who aren't getting them? How do we get them to pay their taxes?
That's a good question. I don't know. Back in the day, the chief that hired me used to make us go out on cabinet and do checkpoints about twice a year, three times a year, and remind people to pick them off and make them buy their thing. And again, it's a tax. It's not a traffic violation. It's a tax. So I'm not sure. I wouldn't feel real comfortable about doing that, today. But is it not possible that if they pay their registration through DMV and pay their tax, that they could bring that copy of their registration or the registration of town hall and get a decal, so to speak. It's already paid for. It's free. Here's your decal. Thank you.
And if you have to stop by.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. The thing is, the decal
maybe
is
they wouldn't even want a decal except for a couple of cars or even one car. They wouldn't want one for a car.
I assure you, if we have a little storm blows up out in the Gulf somewhere and it starts heading this way, the line of the four at the town hall will be at the parking lot.
But right along the lines of what you're saying, if they bring their registration to town hall, they wouldn't have to get one for their golf cart and their scooter and everything else. If they didn't want to, if they could bring their thing there, and just because there's nowhere to put it on a motorcycle.
But I would say if somebody's out of it, they're not going to want a decal, sell it to them for the same price it costs, for the resident.
Yeah, because if they're $2,000, we're looking at $10,000 plus another $2,000 or more for house, we could be talking $13,000 to $15,000.
Yeah, it's just, the one way you're guaranteed collection. You put it on that bill, it has to be paid. The person has no option. But then it's like, if we're going to keep the decal, that's, we don't want to get into a mail or out or miss it or anything like that.
Right.
So the only other option would be, they would say, if you paid it, you got to come in and get it somehow, some way.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to bring registration, and you guys got to track the registration so that.
Right.
They don't come in and get 10 once a week and they get them all over.
No, we're already tracking it.
And maybe we just have to sign something that says we don't have any other vehicles.
I don't know. Maybe there's another way around it. Or maybe we should just do something different for hurricane relief.
We could continue. You could have the county collect the tax, and we could continue selling the decal for $5. And do the process we're doing now. People want to buy
it.
I don't know. When we sell the decal for $5, we're already charging them the $5 tax.
For roads.
Well, we sell t-shirts and we sell, it's not mandatory that you buy it. We're selling t-shirts and everything else.
Right.
Or if you ever had paid parking,
another $5
to be
counted. Right. Yeah.
Right.
charge for that service.
Well, the county's not actually collecting it. The state would be, because it's part of your registration process. I mean, it would be pennies. I mean, it's minimal.
So the county doesn't charge
it. You know, to add a $5 onto what somebody's already is going to actually have.
Well, they're going to charge for something.
Yeah, but it's
minimal.
It's minimal. It's
right.
It might be you know, 2 or 3 cents at that.
Right.
So it's a minimal impact, right? I know Wilmington's doing it, you know, and the other thing that I guess Wilmington does is that they not only charge the $5 registered vehicles, but also vehicles that, let's say, aren't licensed but listed on somebody's personal property.
Okay.
You know, as per something that's a personal property that's listed with the county. So there's also, you know, that vehicle tax is also charged on those vehicles. So, but they have a much, I'm sure, they have a lot more, more maybe that comes into play.
Right.
Here, so,
yeah.
But, so something to think about. If we're going to proceed in that direction, we have to make it part of our budget ordinance, have a resolution, something that can be provided
to the state.
Yeah, well, to the county, who then updates everything with the state. So, but it's, you know, it's an option. I think the only missing piece is, you know, what do we do about the decals, and we're going to continue that process.
Yes.
And is anybody interested in raising the tax by $5 and putting it in our power bill? In our public works budget.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're looking at restricted money, which we already have about $250,000 sitting in our PALDO fund that we haven't been using, I guess. I know that can vary in any given year, but we typically have, you know, $65,000 come into that fund. And over
about
the
every three
years,
or 4 years is when it gets spent, when something does a big
well, a
sewer
bit,
water line thing.
Right, a little bit of it. I mean, the
really
most, since I've been here, that we ever spent in 1 year was about, $80,000.
Okay.
So we've been.
So it's built up. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So
and maybe we can ask, we'll be doing all stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Jim to, you know, for him and Sonny to get together and find out, could they use another $10,000 a year with their power bill funds over a 2 to 5 year period? Are there things that have to do with our streets where you would really use that if you absolutely wouldn't need it and the fund gets built up too high? I don't know what too high is.
Well, that wouldn't necessarily, I mean, your PALDO would still have to be kept separate. So
yeah,
that's
but it's
the one
the
that
same
can only.
Concept.
Same concept, but you know, it would have to be kept separate or whatever. But
well, the good thing about this one, so. There's some fees that we can adjust. The thing that's nice about this one and property tax is at least for those of us that file taxes, you can take it off, right?
Well, this one you can. You never could take this because it's not based on value.
But if you do it through the tax office, you can.
No. It's not based on value. Because it's a fixed amount, it's not deductible on your taxes.
So then how does the county tell you separately, so you have to figure out which part of this is tax bill?
Well,
everyone messes that up, I guarantee you.
Because
TurboTax says, what's the bill, and you just put it in. So I'm sure everyone can tell you.
Actually, I bought a new car, mine got all screwed up, and I got assessed Wilmington taxes. That's where I first saw it. So I got a bill, and it showed me a separate line item for $5.
Right.
Then it showed my Wilmington tax and a county tax. So that $5 is not based on value, so that's
or
not
how many TurboTax users should screw that up a little bit.
Right, that's not a deductible. Even here, you know, we pay our $5.
Yeah, no, I was taking off here, but if I was in Wilmington and got the bill, I would just put in TurboTax, all of it.
Right.
I'm sure everyone in Wilmington is doing that.
Yeah, probably, but it is listed as a separate.
Yeah, I got
separate
you.
Line on
wow.
That.
Yeah, I don't like doing it then because it'll make some of us screw up our taxes. I'd rather increase the property tax to get the same amount of money.
But again, you know, something we think about, and if we're going to do it and change, you know, add it to the registration,
like
we need to do it before, you know, part of this budget. Otherwise, it can't be considered again for another year. I mean, it's not like something we can change
right.
The fiscal year.
Yeah.
Doing
the budget time. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Lot to think about.
not about working on that.
I'm doing my part.
Beer and wine tax. That's.
And we haven't actually
said how much beer and wine is sold in town or percentage.
No, that's on statewide allocations based on population.
Some of the cities do a lot of
every night into.
And we haven't actually seen our amount for, you don't get this amount until May, so I'm not even 100% sure what we're getting for this year, but based on all the estimates.
That's a lot.
The next one is things that. The next one I'm going to skip over just for a minute because Nikki's going to cover more of, you know, the community center, parks and rec, and all that, and town facility rentals too. I think she covers that. So I'll go down to all other revenue for the general fund. The biggest part, you see, $53,145. The biggest part of that is our sales tax refund that estimated at about should be about $50,000. And then other financing sources, that's our loans. That's up significantly, but it's really because the garbage truck is projected at about $185,000. So, and then it's a, another pickup truck for public works, and then two police vehicles.
Why did your other revenue go down so significantly? I guess I'm a little behind you.
All other is down. Only the part, the amended budget part, is down because what went in there was the grant for the H Avenue beach access. So once we were awarded that, then it got added to the budget.
All right. Thank you for letting me catch up. Got it.
So we can let the. Before we move on to other funds, I guess we can.
When you bring those back together, it gives a more realistic look of like where Oceanfront Park is. we should end up in that $5,000 to $6,000 range for what Oceanfront Park is brought in with private and public rentals.
Based on what you understand, what's going on in the general area, and everything, you happy with?
Oceanfront Park could increase that one, and we've had a lot of cancellations where someone will reserve it, send their deposit in, and then when it gets closer to the event, and that may be 6 months out or a year out, when it gets closer, they've found another facility or they decide to elope or something like that. And we've had like three or four of those come up within the last couple of months. It's been a weird anomaly. We did lose about $1,000 that weekend in October when a really bad storm came through, because we had rentals at here and Oceanfront Park, but we on our end said,
are we getting rentals that take in both this and the Oceanfront Park?
We do. We have a significant number, and we try to encourage that if you want to do a tandem rental to work with them and make that as easy as possible. So.
Do we allow Oceanfront Park rentals during season?
Not in from July 4th through like kind of Labor Day, so July, right. August. There's no way you can have a private event down there. Yeah, in the parking and all of those other things. So
it is a significant waiting time, though.
It is. Yeah. And so we do get calls once in a while if they haven't read the materials. And we have one this year on July 1st. It's a Friday, but it's during the day. And then technically in our policy it says like from the 4th through. So that was a $500 revenue that we didn't want to let go. So.
We don't restrict weddings on the beach though, John. We just restrict putting chairs in the beach.
We just limit what they do. And the markets, just to touch on those, we do bring in quite a bit of revenue from the markets. The first year, Louise implemented the market, and then we ended the fiscal year, so it wasn't a true reflection of it. But the last 2 years show that when we bring in about just over 10,000 with the market, we do spend a decent amount of that back as we work with an external market manager who deals with the vendors, but we've slowly been absorbing a little bit more of the responsibility for it so that we've been able to retain a higher percentage of the revenue that we bring in.
Are the vendors happy with the revenue they're getting from?
The holiday market, I can say emphatically yes. The summer market has been a little hit or miss. And just when you think you start to notice a pattern, like it's something, it's like last summer was really near traffic wise, but they still come back, and we're taking applications now for the summer, and the same vendors are still coming back. So they're doing well enough to want to continue. So
there were a lot of rainy days last year.
There were.
Yes.
Yeah
the weather, wow. If it's a super windy day.
Yeah,
that was unfortunate.
Surprisingly, it was on Tuesday. Because it's on a Tuesday, there's a calendar focus on Saturday, yeah. There's a flip day. So they can't go on Saturdays, but they can come down here on Tuesday. So a lot of people that I'm there say they do a lot better at Pretty Beach.
Okay, that's good to know. The next slide just shows how that town percentage has the red part is like the part that we keep. So I have those. Right now we're up to like for this fiscal year. We should end about, we're keeping, retaining in-house about 30 to 35%, because the holiday market we keep 50%, and the summer market we're keeping only 25%. So. But the whole point of this was to show that we are, like, it's always one of our goals is to keep in mind, like, things that we can do to help increase the revenue on the side of things. So.
Well, this is good for us in council, so for anyone that does complain about it, look, the town's making a little bit of revenue off of it. Mm-hmm. So it's good for our citizens. You can walk down and shop, but the town's also, for those citizens that don't like it, that don't go, you can at least point out, look, it's helping defray some of the costs of the town. Not a lot, but
right.
It's something, right?
It's
not
right
like we're paying to have it. That's right. That's good for us to know.
And the businesses, the restaurants, benefit from the traffic.
Sometimes we get some flack from them, but we did hear recently that even on Tuesday mornings when the market is happening, that the diner brings in extra staff for those mornings. So it's good to hear that.
Right, exactly. Right.
They don't always present it in that.
Exactly, yes, we understand. That's good to know, too.
Yes.
We appreciate the help.
Joey's Park, are we bringing in any revenue from the disc golf thing, from, you know, the tournaments?
We do, that wasn't included. Well, the tournament is, this is the first year the town, they've really come through us to, and that'll be on the agenda for the next council meeting, is they want to expand the disc golf tournament that they do, and they have two a year. So we'll be involved, but I don't think we bring in revenue from that. We do bring in about, we can bring in $900 a year from sponsorship of the disc golf holes. There's, it's a $300 initial fee, but then $50 a year annual to sponsor one of the holes. So there's 18 holes, but right now there's three that aren't sponsored.
Do we provide any town services, like for the tournament? Do we don't provide fire, police, or anybody directing traffic?
The work sets up the tents, or a tent for them, and drops off some tables, but this year they want to expand it, and I think, well, they had a bounce house last year, but they want to have a bounce house, and they want to bring food trucks, or a food truck for this one, so that's why it has to go before council.
So do they rent the park when they do that?
They don't, but they maintain the course, and they volunteer on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board, and they participate in those bigger town events where there's booths, and you know, they're very active, so I would consider it like a co-sponsored town event where we're not spending a lot of money, but we're not bringing in money either. It's a fundraiser for them.
Baseball. Do we get anything from the baseball leagues relative to maintaining lights or anything like that? I'm not sure we're taking anything from those.
I wasn't involved when they got started, but they did make a donation of $1,000 when they first got started. And this year they paid for half of a load of clay to renew the infield. But other than that, we don't. And I know Carolyn and Beach talked about charging at some point, charging them for use of the field, and that
so they got charged
after they brought it up. But,
we do some tennis, just when they're doing lessons, right?
Yeah, the instructor, for him to charge to
right.
The whole class that he pays us, the facility used to be.
And flag football, like rent the field or something, is that the deal?
They what, I'm sorry?
You said flag football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they rent the field?
We call it a facility used to be, so a percentage of what they bring in, 20% comes to the town of what they collect.
Okay.
Kickball?
Well, they're part of that same group as the baseball club, but they don't play here.
So we saw a bunch of all the tennis.
Does anybody have any other questions regarding general fund revenue?
No. I mean, how do you make them grow?
Yeah.
Just takes a budget action, we can make them grow a lot.
Yeah.
So the next is the water and sewer fund. Action for water and sewer charges is, you know, not a significant increase, but we will see. It'll be a full year of the rates that were put in place this current year, so I project a slight increase. Of course, if we have a drier summer than normal, we're definitely going to see some increases there, but predict that.
One thing on water, so we talked about this commercial thing in Nancy sent us something for the short-term rentals. Can you put an action item to look at the heavy user accounts and see where you would draw the line? You know, and maybe instead of doing that to get to the commercial, we just raise the rate at the high end?
Right, and that's what I'll do that by the time we have our next meeting.
Oh, that's fine.
Look
okay.
Right now we have, here's your base.
Right.
Here's where it goes after that. Yeah, we'll put another up.
Yeah,
we'll
put a higher tier
on top of that. So.
And I think the way to look at it is just where in the months of July, August, September do you see the peak of that, right?
Right.
Because those are the houses that are putting 20 people in the house, right?
And filling pools.
Yeah, I guess maybe filling pools. Does it have that much of that?
I feel
you get that much of that, right? I bet you use less water now, you're even filling your place. Because of Elise's friends, I bet you do. I'll be paying with the commercial guys.
Yeah, I mean, my place gets close to $200 sometimes for my water.
Yeah, that's
true.
But I think if as we investigate, that's an easier way to do it.
Right.
And it really gets to the issue of, okay, who's really driving this sewer concern and everything else. So I think those are the right people.
Right.
And if I'm one of them, that's fine.
Right, and we don't want into, you know, feel like a second.
That's right, you can't get in any trouble with anyone. It's like, can we just make a higher tier?
Right.
Right. Okay.
That's all I'll bring that back for the next budget meeting.
Thank you.
Water sewer tap fees, so, you know, talking with John, I mean, that was the projection for this year. Cutoff and reconnection fees kind of varies, you know, so basically that's flat. Other revenue, which is primarily made up of the $10 late fee that we charge on accounts, you know, so that's the bulk of that. Interest income, I mean, small dollars, it's up a little bit, kind of got rid of one CD that we have with Bank of America and put it all into the North Carolina Capital Management Trust, so it increases our yields. Other financing is loans. For this current year, I think we had a truck and a, I don't remember what else, but for the next year, it's a generator and half of a backhoe.
So the lift station, we're not looking at a loan to pay for that.
We'll get to that. Yeah, that's a different separate capital project. A transfer from SURF. Okay, that's for two of the projects that Sunny had mentioned this morning, the bypass, and then he had some. I'm not in a position to explain it, but whatever manhole and sewer rehab projects. Between those two, about $205,000. So the thought was to use part of the SURF fund to pay for that, which that ends up being leaving, I think, about $185,000 in the SURF fund. And then there was another large expense, which I'm not sure really whether it could be financed or not. I'm not 100% sure. It's not really capital, if you ask me. It's more of a maintenance thing, which is the lagoon cleaning, which I think is supposed to cost around $125,000.
Mm-hmm.
So to balance the budget, I said that's why I have this appropriation of fund balance, with the assumption being that over the years we've added the fund balance for these types of things. So I don't think it's unreasonable to say we're going to use some of fund balance to pay for that.
I mean, we haven't done it in 20 years or so. It's a capital type thing, so.
That's water and sewer. Stormwater. Again, the main sources of stormwater fees that everybody pays, and really don't see any changes there at this point. Stormwater building fees showing a little bit of a reduction, and I think that really goes back to the fact that now. Right, John, in lieu of that, you have an engineered system, I guess, so that would...
Yep. And that's actually good. That's better for us because it would address some of the problems we're having in the South. So that's a great solution to be using something to help with.
Interest income, same thing as we talked about for the water and sewer fund, just a change in the investments that we had. Other financing, there you see the other half of the backhoe. Half is in stormwater, half is in water sewer. Then the appropriate fund balance, like I talked about this morning, which is really to cover that project in Cure Beach Village, or to cover part of it. So that's the stormwater fund. Any questions on that? This just shows what Emily asked about just a minute ago, which is if we're going to proceed in this upcoming fiscal year with the H Avenue lift station, this is a very simplified diet, just what our capital project fund would look like for that. We do have $50,000 built into the budget that we can transfer from the water and sewer fund. The remaining amount, $450,000, we would finance. The estimate right now is $500,000 to So if this actually proceeds and we do it, we'll set up a whole separate fund that's outside of the town's normal operating budget. I don't think I put that in there.
That's
fine. It's kind of basic. And I hold off on this until we know better, you know, estimates and, you know, timing and all that, but just to show you what the impact would be. This also is the, on stormwater side, this would be the project in Cherry Beach Village. And as we spoke about a couple minutes ago, the transfer from this stormwater fund of $400,000, which is about 40% of that fund balance. And I've also thought about, should that amount be higher?
Right. Yeah, well, we do financing at all.
Right, well, that's, and then that may be the way to go, but.
Well, money's really cheap, but we're not making anything on it either, right? So,
right.
Yeah. There's not a threshold enough on it at all, right?
When we look at all our percentages and everything, what happens is that we take the general fund, stormwater, beach protection, PALGO, all that gets lumped together from an accounting perspective and audit perspective. So when we look at all our percentages, it's all those funds combined. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's going to bring some of our percentages down, but at the same time, we've built this fund up to a little over $1 million for this reason.
Right. Yeah.
So I had that as a possibility. I didn't propose that right here, but yeah, potentially could we pay the whole amount right out of fund balance? Yeah.
It doesn't change any of the math. The real problem math, so.
Right.
I don't know what the rest of you guys think. I think, Arlen, you figure out which one's the best, then that's probably the one we would do, right?
And I probably want to talk with Sonny a little more, and it's like, okay, if we spend $650,000 out of fund balance, what other projects does he have in the next, you know, 5 years? Is there anything big like this that maybe is a reason we don't want to use all of it? And if there's not something huge coming, you know, down the road, you know, then maybe this is the way to go and not add to our outside.
Yeah.
What does this grow per year?
I'm sorry, what?
How much does this grow per year generally?
Well,
5%, because that's the number scale, but like what, 10%?
I would say about 10%, I think.
Yeah, the rest is in here, right? You just got to find the right sheets.
Yeah, I usually have that. I mean, I
know it's in here, one of these sheets.
But it's probably been increasing about 10%.
10% a year, so you say about
100K a year. Yeah, something
like that. 100K a year. So you're only talking about extending 2 years to replace the money if you take it all.
Yeah. Well, so I think the issue is if you think money's going to cost a lot more in 4 years and Sonny has a big project,
mm-hmm.
you should finance this
right.
so you can pay it next year. It's for future money, right? If Sonny doesn't have a big project that he knows about, then you might just not take a loan. That's the issue, right? Because if you really think money's going to cost more in 2 years and you've got a big project, you should save it and get the cheap money now. That's really the decision. Whichever one you think, right?
Right.
Who knows?
I'm undecided, but you know, I do want to, you know, talk with Sonny about, you know, what else.
Yeah, knowing what big is the other part of that. But
right.
I think. I say whichever one Arnold tells us to do is probably the right one.
Yeah,
he'll be 50-50 on being right.
Right.
Which is as good as you're going
to get. He's smarter about it.
All right, which board? Flip a coin, it'll be the same thing in this map. It's exactly the same. However you want to decide.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a case for
right.
Yeah.
I mean, first pick who's going to be president, and then you would have that idea about how to pick this. So that's what I'm saying, you don't know.
And the only way this would impact is this upcoming budget, you know, if we still were undecided through this process, the only way this would change this is it would be a bigger transfer.
Yeah.
And again, we could do a budget amendment if
right.
we already have this budget approved.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see as we proceed here. Okay, that we already covered.
Yeah.
I guess the last thing I have is,
yeah, this is really cool.
In total, I guess. Okay, what's our biggest issue right now? It's the general fund, like usual, but you know, maybe this year more so than ever. The summary that I give you, so the top page that I think you had that I handed out, you know, showed that we're short basically almost $129,000. That shortage though does not, you know, that's zero contingency, that's zero transfer to the beach protection fund. So if you approve the budget as presented up to this point with the staff additions and everything, you know, we need another $129,000 of revenue increase or expense reduction. Option, my action numbers one and two, I would not recommend doing because the last thing we want to do is pay operating expenses from our savings. So I put them there because they are options, but I'm not really recommending them. The third one, if there was somewhere else that council decided they want to cut expenses, again, assuming that the staff increases or additions to staff are going to be done, it would be coming up with some other place to cut the expense. Option four is just basically the same thing, but it's like if you want to factor in a contingency and a transfer to the beach protection of a certain amount, you need to reduce expenses even further.
So do we know what our contingency transfers have been in the last few years? I know we know 2016 because you have it in here.
Well, transfers, I think the first 2 years that we, when we first set up the beach protection fund, we transferred about 100,000.
Not beach protection. That councils used during the year.
Oh,
they took actions to spend.
Okay, contingency. Well,
I mean, I know it's in your original budget and then final 2016.
Yeah, I mean, this year we used what, about 60,000.
That's what I was thinking. Right?
And that might be about typical.
That's what I think too. Right. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Right? I can't think of any 1 year that we used a. Maybe at one
day. Pay for the lawyer.
Right. Well,
that may be
the 1 year that we used more than that.
Right.
Legal issues. So, right. But besides that, it's probably been in that $60,000 range.
I think I would just ask as a, what is that number for as we're looking for? For council, the reason I brought that one up is no matter how